Hey, did you know that Hyundai has an extremely wide range of electrified vehicles, starting with the 2022 Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs? You can use electric when you want it or gas when you need it. A plug-in hybrid EV from Hyundai gives you both. It is so hard to find a car that does everything you need, gets great mileage, is big and comfortable for the family, and also feels efficient, like you're doing something good for the world. Hyundai has figured it out. Remote charging, flexible ways to fuel up. These are some of the things that make the plug-in hybrid EVs a win-win when it comes to powering your ride. Save money on gas by using electric power only for short distances. There are times when the all-electric mode will come in handy, and other times when you have to use the gas. It's all so easy. The Hyundai plug-in hybrid electric vehicles have voice recognition too in their system. It's so helpful. The digital key allows you to use your Android phone as a spare key. So we're talking about a car with all of the modern conveniences and also good vibes, babe, of doing something solid for the world. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. That's HyundaiUSA.com.
Rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, that's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits from Monday, the 18th of July. We have reached the break in both MLB and, of course, for us at Beat the Streak. So it's time to take a good, hard look at ourselves. Some BTS superstars of the first half. We'll get all the highlights today, and with no games today for which to make picks, we will talk Home Run Derby later on. And we will. We always take a look at the state of the streak. It's one of the first things we do on Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits every single day. Halo's LBTU is our top streaker at 37. He took a red-hot hitter, the Pirates' Ke'Bryan Hayes, who was on a streak of his own coming into the first half finale yesterday. Things looked bleak until the eighth inning.
Line drive past the diving Brendan Rodgers. So Hayes was 0 for 4 before that swing, and now he has extended his hitting streak to 8.
Hayes saves Halo's LBTU, who sits atop at 37. Just two other streakers in the 30s. Classic mix-up is at 32. High mix-up. On a double down from Saturday of Luis Arraez and Jose Abreu, Red Sox is the streaker name that fittingly had Rafael Devers on Saturday and now sits at 31. Red Sox and classic mix-up both took a pass yesterday. Let's talk about what we learned in the first half of this baseball season doing this podcast, following hitting all along the way. The high streak of the season belongs to Kyoshi Lotus 26, who's 45 is looking more impressive by the day. Over the weekend, Matthew 31-16 had his streak of 41 come to a close, with Brandon Nimmo of the Mets going 0 for 4 in game one of the doubleheader Saturday. It's funny, right here at the break, Ryan, I have reached 5. I have a streak of 5. Thank you very much. It's just three off my season high of 8. You'd think I would be better at this by now.
You would think so. Are we going to throw a party if you get to double digits?
I think so. Big party, maybe. We throw. I have to admit some hard truths. The way to be great at this, at Beat the Streak, is to pick from a very small pool of hitters. And even then, of course, the chances are slim. But picking way off the radar or anecdotally, like some people do, that's going to kill you. It's not the most fun way to play this game, I fear. And this strikes me as yet another way that Beat the Streak is similar to baseball, because strategically, the most analytically sensible way to play the game is not necessarily the most entertaining way to play the game. You feel me? Isn't that kind of similar to the game that we love to watch, Ryan?
Yes, it is, and sometimes it's kind of like sports betting, Speegs. You can't bet with your heart. You have to bet with your head, and that's with Beat the Streak on the MLB Play app. You have to pick hitters with your head and not your heart.
Well, whatever. So what to do for a guy like me who likes stuff and wants to pick interesting players and, you know, enjoys a good anecdote and a narrative here or there? Well, it is a daily choice.
One thing, Speegs, that I've learned doing this podcast and following Beat the Streak as close as I ever have, considering that I've been playing the game since day one, is baseball savant has been a really good crutch for me here in the last month or so. I got the streak to 13 just a couple of weeks ago. I had it at 8 on Saturday, and a lot of the tools that I've used to pick players has been because of Baseball Savant. And I'll use Sunday as an example. The Toronto Blue Jays hosting the Kansas City Royals. Alejandro Kirk has no history against Chris Bubich starting for the Kansas City Royals, but Bubich was in the second percentile for expected batting average, and Alejandro Kirk, going into Sunday, had the 98th percentile of expected batting average for all batters, and this is what happened Sunday.
There's some contact. Deep left field. It is gone.
Why not add to your all-star total, Alejandro Kirk?
So Kirk goes deep on Sunday, not exactly off of Bubich, but the example here is that low expected batting average for pitchers, high expected batting average for hitters has typically been working out for me here in the last month since I've been using that as more of a crutch than, say, history or, as you would say, anecdotally.
That makes all the sense in the world. So Baseball Savant, an excellent source in those percentile rankings as long as you pick the right stats. A very, very good guide. Good stuff. Day one listeners will remember me picking Nico Hoerner of the Cubs, a nine-hitter, much to the shocked derision of the poor Thanator. As I said, I'm at 5 as of yesterday, but I kind of wish I had Nico, too.
On drive, base hit. Center field, Nimmo up in it. Here comes Wilson. Right of the play. Safe! Nico Hoerner through, and it's 3-2 Cubs.
That a beautiful moment watched from across the street on a rooftop by me, and I was thinking, man, if I only had Nico, I would be at 6, because I had a double down yesterday with Jose Ramirez, and their game was rained out. We will roll on Beat the Streak inside the hits. Congratulations to a couple late additions to the All-Star team who have been fun plays all season long. This man had 28 hits in April behind only Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts, so we were all paying attention, and he deserves our attention still. This was just yesterday.
France, a charge to left field, and this ball is to the second deck. All-star tie, France adds on in the fifth inning. What a cannon shot by the Mariners first baseman. It's a 3-1 Mariners lead.
Ty France's favorite player when he had to name one as a collegian while at San Diego State, Mike Trout. And that's who he replaces this week in L.A. as Trout takes the All-Star break off. This man, third in all of MLB in home runs, but it took a late addition to get him to L.A. this week as well. Nolan Arenado hurt, and now this guy will join the All-Star game. This, a highlight from Saturday.
3-1 count. Swing, fly ball center. Robles on the run. Back toward the Bermuda Triangle. He goes as far as he can, and it's gone. Back-to-back homers. All-star Austin Riley makes it 4-0.
Austin Riley becomes the sixth Atlanta Braves player on the team, which will be managed by their skipper, Brian Snitker. He's hitting .365 the last 30 days. Not Snitker, he doesn't play, but Riley with 9 home runs. And Riley should probably be in the Derby tonight instead of the aged legend Albert Pujols, right? But so it goes. That would be 2 Braves anyway. Where's Aaron Judge? It's okay. He's allowed to make choices. Beat the Streak MVP of the first half, by the way, might be this guy who had a big milestone homer on Saturday.
Here's Goldie. 2 outs, runner at second.
Dan, you have had far too much time to be sitting on this 299 call.
Oh, haven't I, though?
Looking for 300. I know you've been working on it.
The 2-0. Out to deep left. It is number 300. Goldie gets number 300. The 153rd member of the 300 home run club. The 10th active player to get to 300.
Yeah, you could tell they were waiting for the 300th because all those stats came pouring out. Fun stuff. On the season to date, Paul Goldschmidt has been the 7th most selected hitter on Beat the Streak. His 112 hits are tied for 2nd with Rafael Devers. The hit leader in MLB is Freddie Freeman with 114, and he was the 2nd most selected player of the first half, behind only his teammate Trey Turner, who had 111 hits. J.D. Martinez and Manny Machado are also in the top five of selected batters. These, my friends, are the kingpins of Beat the Streak.
And Speaks, how can you forget Luis Arraez, who every time I pick Luis Arraez, he doesn't get a hit, and every day that I don't pick Arraez, he gets a hit.
Yeah, that's your guy, and understandably so, and what a beautiful hitter he is. Going to be a frequent pick in the second half of the year. No games today, but it's the Home Run Derby tonight, and those Derby picks are next here on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I have been on the beach, unemployed, a couple of different times in my life in a very competitive business, and there are times where I needed someone to help talk me through it. Do you? BetterHelp Online Therapy will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. This is something that I wish I had at different times in my life, and now you could. BetterHelp Online Therapy is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online and available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime, send a message right to your therapist, and schedule weekly video or phone sessions. You don't even have to be on camera if you don't want to. Getting therapy every week is as easy as a few clicks on your laptop or phone. Check out their website. Read the testimonials that are posted daily. There's a special offer for you, the Beat the Streak Daily listener, 10% off your first month. Go to this website, betterhelp.com/BTSDaily. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/BTSDaily. You don't have to do the hardest stuff alone. Home Run Derby tonight, and this participant, one of eight going tonight, he hit the All-Star break in style.
Soto to right. Moving back on it is Duvall. He can only watch it. Juan Soto does it again. Home run number 20 on the season, and if that's his last swing of the first half, it's a heck of a way to go into the break and the Home Run Derby.
20 home runs for Juan Soto. He is the sneaky pick for Home Run Derby tonight, in my opinion. Most sports books have him right around plus 600. That's nice value for a guy who certainly can win it. Ryan, I know you made your picks on Friday's episode of the podcast. Nice job working solo without my dead weight around. But as I look at this Home Run Derby tonight, I'm thinking first, recency bias. No one is hotter with power than Kyle Schwarber. 11 homers the last 30 days. Of all participants, Julio Rodriguez is next with 8 in that span. Juan Soto with 7. I offer you some of the anecdotal narrative factors on this one. Pete Alonso wants his third straight, and he is confident as hell. Just recently published a 10-point plan on how to win the Home Run Derby, as told to Jeff Passan at ESPN by Pete Alonso. Julio Rodriguez, he's young, he's swaggy, he's on a roll, but he started slow on the season, and I wonder if that's a window into some pressure I suspect he might feel in his first All-Star activity, and a little bit of a slow start could kill him tonight. Juan Soto dealing with trade rumors on a team with the worst record in baseball. He has every reason to make this night the highlight of a terrible season. One thing to think about as you watch tonight, 5 home runs ever have been hit out of Dodger Stadium during a game. 2 by Willie Stargell, 1 each by Mark McGwire, Mike Piazza, and most recently Giancarlo Stanton. The longest, Willie Stargell at an estimated 506 feet. Your bonus prediction for me, Kyle Schwarber will top that tonight. Hell, maybe he won't be alone, but he'll hit one more than 506 tonight. Ryan, before I make my picks, go ahead. What were yours on Friday? Reiterate for the people.
Yes, so in the semis, I had Pete Alonso versus Julio Rodriguez on one side of the bracket. On the other side of the bracket, I had Kyle Schwarber versus Juan Soto. Schwarber versus Alonso in the final, and then Pete Alonso. I can't bet against the guy who has won back-to-back home run derbies. He relishes the moment of the derby. He loves this event. I think he becomes the second ever to three-peat.
That would be pretty cool. Lots of good action and angles to look at in this one tonight. Alonso versus Julio would be super fun in a semifinal. And that's what I'm suspecting we get. And then Soto and Schwarber in the other semifinal. I've got Schwarber and Pete in the final. And I think this is the year that Kyle Schwarber lives up in full to the Babe Effing Ruth comp he got from Cubs scouts right out of the draft. Kyle Schwarber wins a thrilling derby final tonight and keeps Pete from the three-peat. Play along with us and everyone within the MLB Play app. Check out the Home Run Derby Bracket Challenge. It's super fun and easy to do, and you will compete to win $100,000 as you enter your bracket via the MLB Play app before the Derby starts tonight. Thanks for listening all first half to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. We'll be back on Thursday to preview the games and the beginning of the second half of the baseball season. Subscribe now to the podcast wherever you get your shows and play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Enjoy the Derby tonight. Enjoy the break. We'll be back on Thursday morning. For Ryan Porth and Matt Spiegel, here's hoping that everybody you want to in the entire second half of the damn season hits them where they are.
Woo! We're streaking!